Tin marker, guys. American Pie presents Girls Rule, baby, and Boys Drool. Right, Angela?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Action.
You are listening to Alamo City Movie Talk Podcast, the podcast for all cinema lovers.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
Amanda, that cat lady, Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. You bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, Angela. Man, what a film. This is a pretty crazy film. A lot. Okay, I'll admit it right now. We did not have any high expectations for this movie, right?
I did not. I really didn't even want to play it or to watch it because I am not a fan of American Pie.
Yeah, okay. So right off the bat, I've seen pretty much most of them. The one I hated so much was the Bandcamp one, American Pie Presents Bandcamp, which was terrible. That was a terrible film. Again,
I've seen that one.
Yeah, it just so I seen American Pie, American Pie 2, American Wedding, American Reunion. You know, I seen them all. Again, I'm probably missing some, of course, because there's so many different, you know, of the same franchise. Furthermore, you know, this one I'm gonna say is actually fun, in a sense to where we see a different perspective, we see a different point of view, not just seeing the guy's point of view, you know. And now that was the main problem that you had, because you didn't like American Pie, right?
I did not.
You see, I loved American Pie.
I feel like American Pie, because it was from the guy's point of view, and he's going to be like, feminist, because I feel like they more objectified women. So they were like showing women as like bimbos and objects to just, you know, have sex with. But this one was more, yes, it did
here
have.
We go, ladies and gentlemen.
It did have a lot of like sexual, like.
Yes, a lot themes, of sexual, sexual escape, sexual
but
toys.
It's not just like used, like. Hitting it and quitting it, using men for sex. It's more like finding love and stuff. No.
Speaking of that, let's talk about these characters real quick. Let's get right into it. So senior year, we have Anna, Kayla, and Michelle, and Stephanie. There is a Stifler in here.
But who she is in connection, if there is a connection.
They did not recognize any connection in here. And by the way, we did get Danny Trejo in here, guys.
That was funny. Which was that was a funny surprise.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, he didn't really introduce himself. It was just there.
This is a janitor.
Yeah, he was just a janitor, which was kind of weird.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was good. It was like a little good cameo in there, but I was just like, okay. And then anyways, I'm not going to spoil it for y'all. But yeah, so let's get into this film. You know, so a Stifler was in here. And she kind of acted the title of Stifler.
So she either is definitely Stifler's sister or daughter.
It has to be daughter because it's Stephanie. So Stephanie's the one that's a Stifler. It has to be daughter. Again, they didn't recognize anything. They didn't say any connection besides being the same high school, any connection to the original characters, which is kind of. Like, I don't know if that's good or bad, though, but I'm kind of happy that it didn't, because I did not want to see maybe.
I just feel like if they put that in there,
yeah,
they should at least have something to explain.
Yeah,
it doesn't even have to be about the whole movie. You could just be like, oh, yeah, this is like my parents' house. My older brother, whatever.
Yeah, just say it.
Yeah, or whatever, you know, yeah, like my dad's away. My dad, whatever stuff. He used to be a legend at the school. Or just something, one sentence to explain what the connection is, since they put it in there, but they did not. So I think I agree with you. That's something that bothers me a little bit, too. But overall, like, the connection, I don't really care because I don't really care for American Pie. But I got to say, I was surprised.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot more than I thought I would, because I personally don't like stupid boy movies like American Pie.
Superbad.
Superbad. Well, I mean, Superbad's kind of funny, but old school? I'm just like, no, I don't like old school. I just don't like that kind of crude humor,
yeah,
like from the guy's point of view. And so this one, I was not looking forward to it.
Don't get me started. Don't talk to me right now. Stop talking.
Okay. But I wasn't looking forward to it. But, you know, I got to say, I was pleasantly surprised.
I told you. Because so I saw the mini trailer because it came on Netflix, the mini trailer for this film, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the thing. The mini trailer actually shows us, like, it kind of showed us into a way, like, I don't know. It got me intrigued. It really did. It got me intrigued to where, like, I knew it was going to be charming. And it was. It's a very charming film, guys.
Well,
very
I feel
charming.
Like also it's a lot about friendship, too.
Yeah.
Which I like, which is a little bit more friendship themed than the boys.
Well, the boys American is bro, version. You know, it's bromance.
It's bros, bromance, yeah, but.
But it's different. It's because you're a woman, you like to see things a little bit differently.
Okay,
sure. I'm just saying, hey, what did we talk about? Remember we said it was like, hey, the guys, American Pie is more bromance. It's more like.
Yeah, like I was say.
They talk about like all these, oh, hey, you're sensitive. Okay, let's go for a sensitive.
But again, but, I feel like my main problem with American Pie is because they objectify women, okay, and make them feel like, oh,
agree
they're just
disagree.
They're just someone you just have sex with, and because like Stifler's main thing was just banging girls and stuff, yeah. So I mean, but okay, it's a stupid
Stephanie
guys
was
movie
like that, but for guys in a way.
I feel like she was just more like tough, yeah. And she didn't really care. Like, she didn't have a filter. She didn't care what people said. It wasn't like she was sleeping around.
No,
but
she wasn't.
But, like, I feel like maybe that's the confusion. Like, she wasn't, like Stifler, you know? Like, she was just tough like him. The sense of humor was like him, not the sex drive.
Mm, okay.
If that makes sense.
No. Hey,
but overall, I enjoyed it. I loved all the characters. I could relate to a little bit of each of them a little bit. I wish I had friends, like a group of friends like that. That's really, was really heartwarming to see them, you know.
Right off the bat, we got an obstacle course for women. I mean, this obstacle course was crazy. Right off the bat, we got a little twist right there. Actually, I thought it was going to be overbearing as far as the comedy, like overbearing jokes, overbearing situations, comedy situations to where like, oh, someone dropped something. Oh my God. And then here comes a car. So just overbearing situations like that, I really do not like. I hate, I despise so much when it comes to comedy films like that. But we didn't get that much on here. I feel like we got some, like there was probably like, I was counting it in my head. There's five obscure, very over the top scenes that are just like cheesy and obvious, which is not bad though, because I've seen movies to where like it's like at least like 20 or 30, like I get annoyed of how much it is. But again, it's with a certain type of film, the certain type of vibe they're really going for. Again, so new toys and tricks in this, new sexual toys and tricks. A few things we did not know about when it comes to the sexual toys, a few things that
we've never heard about.
Yeah, we never heard about. I was just like, what the hell's going on here?
What's this newer generation?
Yeah, what's this new stuff that's happening? But yeah, so I just, Annie, right off the bat, with everything going wrong for her, like, I just feel like she really, everything's going wrong for her. And I hate that. Like, I'm just like, girl, like, come on, keep doing, keep pushing, you know, don't let it bring you down. And
don't let a boy bring you down.
Yeah, pretty much. And the emotions, everything, you start cheering for these women, you know, you start cheering for Stephanie, all of them, you start cheering for everyone. And you just want them to do their best and to, you know, just to be able to succeed in life and in everything. And it just, and just graduate high school, because it is your senior year.
It's our senior year,
yeah. But we do not see a graduation, so that's, I guess I can mention that.
It's only like...
It's only like the first month or two of their...
Yeah, because they just started homecoming,
yeah,
which is usually like the first month or two.
Yeah, but for real though, Girls Power Movement is a pretty good film. Girls Power right here. I love the girl power. It's very charming. It's like a chick flick. Who doesn't love a good chick flick?
Yeah, he loves chick flicks.
Really? I thought you liked chick flicks more than I do.
I like chick flicks, but not rom-coms.
Okay. Well, I like both. So, yeah, I'll leave it at that. But, yeah, really good funny moments, I'll say. Really good funny girl moments. I love that about this film. Again, it kept sucking me in. Like, just like, hey, you know, laugh. It kept me laughing. We were both laughing at times. And it's good because there's certain scenes that got me laughing. She wasn't laughing, and then vice versa. She was laughing, and I wasn't. So that's good to see that they're actually attracting both the guy and the girl, I guess, in a sense. The both,
well, I guess different senses of humor.
Yeah.
Like, you love crude humor. I'm not too much of a fan of it.
Yeah. Again, I did not want to. I did not want this film to be like Blockers, because Blockers was a very different, a very over the top film. I think that we got more over the top scenes on that one than we did with this one. But then again, I fell in love with the adults more than, I mean, with the, well, I fell in love with both the adults and the kids, the teenagers, but more with the adults because John Cena was in there. And, you know,
it's, well, it's funny with this. Now that I mentioned that with this film, I really. The adults are funny.
The adults were
funny. Like, when I'm an adult, like, we are adults.
We're going to be like that.
But, like, it's when we're parents, like, yeah, like, I feel like we're going to use a lingo from our day, and then our kids are going to be like,
what
are you talking about? Are you trying to be cool?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, I think y'all call it F-buddies. Dude, oh, my God. Okay, so we still use F-buddies? I guess that's something. We're millennials.
I don't think the younger generation does.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever you guys call it. I apologize. We're not even that old. Come on. Get over it. We're not even that old. But yeah. So I do love the friendship. I do love the defined kiss face. Can you define a kiss face, Angela? Because that's what they kept describing. Kiss face. Like, your face wanted me to kiss you.
No.
I was all like, I thought they were gonna talk about mention the look. The look? You mean the look? Like, the face look like you want?
Again, maybe it's like a generational thing. That
was a little bit different. You know, love the real. And here's the thing: I love the real situations we got here. The real love situations, the friendship situations, the love boyfriend situations. A lot of those things happened in my high school. A lot of those things happened.
None of this happened in my high school.
Okay, well,
okay. Not to me.
Okay, some of those things happened in my high school. And okay, just my high school, I guess, Stevens. But hey, I loved it. It was so real. I feel like it was more realistic than the American Pie ones were and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
it definitely was a lot more realist, believable.
More down to earth. Way more down to earth, I would say. And I love that about this film, because it shows us, you know, again, once again, it shows us the point of view of a woman. It shows the point of view of how much of sexual toys we got out of here. Angela?
I guess so.
I didn't know. Like, I was like, damn. I was like, what the hell is what
that's
the hell we watching?
That's Angela.
Even Angela, she was just like, what is that? What is that? I was like, ah, whatever. Angela, get out of here. She's all, what is that? I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
The eyes. She was, man, she's the best. She's the best. What is it? What was it that Stifler, that Stephanie did in the film? She was just like, what is she? Oh, I'm playing Damsel in Distress.
Oh, like, she's playing it.
And then the guys are like, oh, yeah, boys are stupid when they think you need them. That is awesome. That was great. I love that about it. You know, more charming. Love the warm. I love how this film felt very warm, down to earth, once again, I'll say. And the very ending of this film, I love the four. They actually cut the film. It's like four different screens. You guys would know what I'm talking about. We're not going to mention it, but I love that four different screen thing, because that's pretty. That's the American Pie that kind of we got out of it.
I guess so.
It was a little awkward, but it's all good.
Very awkward.
Very awkward. All right, guys. All right. So let's get right to it. Was this the film that we deserved, Angela?
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Anything from a woman's perspective or about girl power? Sure.
I will say no to that, but yes, this is the film that we deserved. All right, let's go to ratings. 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest, Angela, what are you going to give this film? I'm going to give it a 6.
I'll give it a 6.
A solid 6, because, once again, I just, you know.
It was a lot better than I thought it would be, to be honest.
For real.
True. Again, I do not like American Pie. I do not like watching it.
Tell me about it. I can't watch it when she's around.
Nope. Change it.
Yeah, of course.
Masked Singer. Put it on.
It's crap.
This wasn't too bad. It kind of reminds me of, like, Booksmart, where it's, like, something you just don't talk about with women, but it's something that's all there, like the toys and, like, losing your virginity and, you know, something you can't really talk about with parents, but you have your friends. You have your best friends. You're in high school. You're young.
Yeah.
So I thought it was real cute.
Yeah, for real. Sounds good. Awesome. Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys. Be sure to check this out on Netflix. It currently is on Netflix, guys, so be sure to check it out. You know, it's a really good chick flick. Who doesn't love a good chick flick? And yeah. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. You can call Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady,
and this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Maybe you love this movie so much, tell us why in the comments down below. Maybe you hate it, tell us down in the comments down below, guys. Once again, be sure to hit that subscribe button if you have not already. Give us thumbs up if you like a review, guys. And happy Halloween. Happy holidays, guys, to everyone who is celebrating, because you know what? We need a distraction from the world right now. Have a good one, guys. Stay safe.